And a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Let's find out the Hallmark-worthy reasons why today should get its due. The 10th day of the 9th month of 2025. 2:53 in, 1:12 left to go. Fall falls 2 weeks from tomorrow. I don't believe you. 51 days until Halloween.
Okay. And you're getting prepared.
For?
Halloween. With your spirit.
Yes.
You've got spirit.
Well, we're doing reconnaissance missions. I don't know. There's a lot right now that I'm getting prepared for. Let's just put it that way.
He said, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to have to be a lot of places here in the next 100 days. 55 days left until daylight saving time ends. Today is...
Yeah, that's a good one, right? So we get an extra hour according
to theory.
Back. Okay, yeah.
So we gain an hour.
Okay.
I don't know how that works in inflation or tariffs. They may affect all of that right there.
MAGA.
I'm not
MAGA.
Sure. We'll have to get them back on the show. It is otherwise known as National TV Dinner Day. I bet that's because it was probably invented on this day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a soft tease for about 15 seconds. It's also Caramel Cheesecake Day, or caramel, if you preferred.
What do you...
I don't know why I said caramel.
I don't know.
That's not
Look
right.
Look at you, you're bougie.
Unless it's...
Well, you've been wedding tasting, haven't you? Yeah.
I don't like the caramel. Give me more nougat.
You're going to know how to spell hors d'oeuvres by the end of this.
There is an apostrophe ill placed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm close.
And two S's.
Speaking of hors d'oeuvres, it's International Canned Cocktail Day.
Okay, well, it's not a cocktail, but I do appreciate the Grape Fest sending us that wine.
Oh.
The canned wine. Did you get yours?
That's what was in the bag?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was radioactive shrimp.
No.
All right. You can get canned.
It's easy to get confused.
That's probably safe, the canned shrimp cocktail. I mean, as that could be. On this date, hey, 1953, Swanson sells its first TV dinner. Look at that. Fun fact.
Cinnamon apples.
1955, Burt Parks hosts the Miss America pageant for the first time.
Miss America.
And that was a thing.
It's kind of like your fiance, but now she's going to be a Mrs.
You're getting married. Recently yesterday. At one point, she was Miss Wichita.
Well, I know.
Roadhouse.
I know. I think that gets you free steak at the Texas Roadhouse.
World champion baton twirler.
Roadhouse.
There it is. On this date, 1966, the Road Runner premiered.
Did she live in
Roadhouse?
She didn't live in Wichita. How did any of this work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think there was redistricting and
tariffs.
MAGA.
Tariffs. I know.
On this date, TV, 1990, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air premiered on NBC.
Yo, yo, yo.
Musically, on the same date in 1991, as Brooks and Dunn hit number one for the first time with Brand New Man, Garth Brooks releases Rope in the Wind. We may have to visit that day in the flashback coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That next year, 92, George Jones comes out with I Don't Need Your Rocking Chair.
No way.
On Broadway, 2000, Cats closes. You know, as much as I love them, I could never possibly bring myself to go see them.
Meow, 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 meow. You know, the music's really good. There's not a whole lot of plot going on.
Meow,
yeah.
Meow, meow,
the costumes
meow,
as well. Larry
Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah.
On this date in 2013, Apple announces the iPhone 5. On the date in 2019, Apple introduces the iPhone 11. And now, as of yesterday, we're up to 17. Keep up, people.
Mm.
On this date, a mere 3 years ago, King Charles formally proclaimed his monarchy for king. King Charles.
So he got a promotion. Look at you. Family business.
He's going places.
Roadhouse.
He's not Miss Wichita. On this date, unfortunately, way too soon, we lost him 2 years ago, the great Charlie Robinson. Jamming to him this past weekend, man. Happy Wednesday, birthday cakes. For some reason, he still makes the list. Former brief American Idol thing, Sanjaya Malakar. Remember him, Sanjaya?
I do not.
Yeah, 36. That's him. Ryan Philippe, actor, former Reese Witherspooner, 51. Guy Ritchie is 57, former Madonna-er.
That's right.
Wow. A lot of formers there. Former pitcher, Randy Johnson. Current photographer, evidently, 62. The Big Unit. That's his nickname. Don't look at me. Colin Firth is 65.
Ooh, Bridget Jones' Diary.
And speaking of Kings.
Uh-huh.
He's played several of them.
That's right, the King's voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amy Irving, 72. Joe Perry of Aerosmith, 75.
Rock on, dude.
And Jose Feliciano is 80.
Meep, meep.
That's not him.
No, that's...